more. Baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, in no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle.
Secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with
Charlotte Littlefield Brown.
Welcome back, William Lewis. We certainly do appreciate you being with us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
And we want to thank Sherry Fouché for that introduction music. It's called Smack Dab in the Middle. She's a local singer-songwriter, and she's really very talented. So thank you, Sherry, if you're listening out there.
Okay, William, so when did Washington, You're Fired, basically, when did you release it?
Oh, it's been about a month and a half ago, I guess.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it hadn't been out very long. You know, I kind of felt the pressure coming on there really towards the end of 2007 because I knew I needed to get this done. I'd been working on it for, at the time, about 18 months. And, you know, it ended up being about a two-year project, assembling, you know, gathering, you know, together all the pieces that we wanted to use. And you've seen it, so you understand all of the news media footage that's in there and the way it's edited together. It was just a very long process of putting all that animation together and getting all those things to work in time with the music and voiceovers and everything. I mean,
Well, it's an excellent documentary. And just in case, you know, people didn't tune in for the first hour, I'd like to let everybody know what G. Edward Griffin said about Washington, You're Fired. He said, if you're serious about positive change in government, you simply must see this documentary. And then take action.
Produced and directed by William Lewis also. All three roles, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And
well,
Alex Jones said hard-hitting, and Jeff Rentz said superb. And I say it rocks, and it will rock your world. And George says, it's
chilly. And I don't mean getting cold. I mean scared me to death. I'll tell you, it's hard-hitting and chilling and scary. And, by gosh, it's going to motivate a lot of people to wake up out there and get moving and trying to save this country.
It causes an earthquake in the paradigm. And, of course, it wasn't news to me. For me, I felt great relief to see your work because George and I, we've talked about this, and sometimes I felt like I was the only one talking about Posse Comitatus, and I'm very concerned about civilian understanding, and I mean our legislators and our representatives, their understanding of military subjugation to civilian authority. I'm very concerned that they don't understand that, and they also don't understand the separation of powers and why our military is such an honorable institution, and why I believe, you know, that they should never, according to our founding documents, be used in policing actions with pertaining to civilian populations, period. You know, that's what separates us from some of the other countries of the world that have had military coups, that have had these things. We don't have that challenge in America, but our military is being misused by the government, who is being controlled by the corporate interests. And Kissinger, in the last 5 months, has said Iraq was about the oil. Greenspan put in his book, Iraq was about the oil. Every military base being built in Iraq, or I shouldn't say every one of them, but the majority, the bases are being built on the existing and projected gas and oil pipelines, okay? It was not about democracy. It was not about getting rid of a tyrant. It was not about liberating the Iraqi people. It was about the oil. And there's
or weapons of mass destruction.
what they weapons of mass destruction meant, we mean democracy, right? I mean, come on. And nukes, okay? Iran can have nukes, people. It's called the doctrine of mutually assured destruction. Israel has nukes. Pakistan had nukes. 14 countries as far, and I could, you have to check that, people, but I believe at least 14 countries have developed the nuclear capability. Okay, Iran is not special, and they will not be the first on their block, and they are not more likely to give it to a, quote, you know, CIA, Al-Qaeda, you know, thing than what happened in Russia. They've lost track of nuclear weapons out of Russia, okay, and nuclear waste and these things. The American people are just chumps. They're deceived, and they buy it hook, line, and sinker, and I'm so embarrassed for them.
See what happened to Charlotte after she watched Washington, you're fired. Boy, she's on a roll, isn't she, William?
Sorry, guys.
But anyway, you describe it on TakeBackWashington.com, your site there, a movement to rescue the United States Constitution. I think that's well put.
People, it's time to move. Go to the website. Go get your copy of Washington, You're Fired.
Would you like to take some calls from now to the end of the show? Mr.
Sure.
Lewis?
Why not?
Let's do that. We're going to open up the phone lines. And what is that number, Charlotte?
1-800-259-9231.
Again, yeah, go
1-800-259-9231. This is your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to speak with William Lewis, the creator of Washington, You're Fired. Let's see, your other works include In Plain Sight, 9/11 Ripple Effect, and Beyond Treason. Is that correct?
Yes, and also the kind of the one that came before Washington, You're Fired, which was One Nation Under Siege, which really, I guess, gets into more of the conspiratorial aspects of the whole police state that's being put together. And
I was a former junior military officer. I had served 5 years active duty Navy, enlisted. I served in the Naval Reserves. I served in the National Guard, and I served on active duty as a National Guardsman for the Texas Army National Guard. And I saw, and my career spanned from 1985 to 2006. And I had a big break of service there in the 90s, and I saw the changes. I saw them adopt the Joint Task Force model. I saw the special forces, you know, SOCOM, you know, kind of take over the power structure of our conventional forces. I saw the Marine Corps drag their feet, not wanting to get into the SOCOM, which is the Special Forces Command structure. I'm a veteran that remembers Marine Corps generals, or at least the legends and the rumors of them, that said, we will not support insurgency fighting doctrine, we will not support urban warfare doctrine, because that is accepting civilians on the battlefield. You cannot kill that which you are, you know, trying to protect. And it's never going to be okay to kill one insurgent and 10 civilians. It's, you know, although this type of warfare is historical and it's been going on a long time, humanity's finally gotten to the point where we can name it and we can say, okay, that's urban warfare. That's insurgency doctrine. And it's not going to work for the 21st century. It's something that we must reject. Anyways, we're so seriously out of balance in this country with regards to separation of powers, separation of people's responsibilities. I mean, the whole world is going this way. I would love to say, you know, oh, it's just the United States, but this is a worldwide phenomenon, because the powers that are influencing our country are also influencing the rest of the world. What say you to that?
Well, that sounds more like a statement more than a question, but I mean, obviously I agree with what you said. The I guess, you know, we have to take a look at some of the legislation that we've been passing in our own country. You know, if the USA Patriot Act or the John Warner Defense Act, which took away posse comitatus, or the Military Commissions Act, which took away habeas corpus, or any of these other unconstitutional bills were being passed in other countries, we'd be sending in troops to liberate those people.
Okay, we got to go. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with
Charlotte Littlefield Brown. And welcome back, William Lewis.
We've got a caller on the line from Idaho. Jeff from Idaho, what is your question for William Lewis?
Hello, William Lewis. I thank you for One Nation Under Siege and also Beyond Treason. Both of those DVDs went to a family member that's in the Persian Gulf, and I tell everyone that they must get them. Joyce Riley will send any of those out to an APO that's anywhere in the world because they're so powerful. The CD that has the documentation on it is beautiful, and Dr. Doug Rocky will be explaining about depleted uranium that is being shipped from the Gulf War I up to Idaho next Tuesday. And I thank you so much for all these documentaries. But I had a question on Mark Klein, the AT&T technician who spliced in the fiber optic lines at the San Francisco AT&T Knob Hill technical location. Do you think most people realize that that occurred just a couple of months after George Bush took office, and that all the retroactive legislation he's asking Congress for is to basically go not to 9/11, but to go back to March or February of 2001, and that no one is really aware that all of the fiber optic communication, including faxes, phone, email, have been monitored continuously 24/7 since that time period? Do you think they're aware of that?
No, absolutely not, which is one reason why we put it in the documentary, and not necessarily to say that we're the only people who have that information, but, you know, that's relatively new information. Not many people are talking about it, and I think that if we can get some momentum behind, you know, people getting this documentary out to their friends and their family and, you know, this grassroots movement that we're trying to create, I think that that's one potential aspect in the documentary that has the potential to get people in an uproar and get them motivated to do something about it. We're not talking about phone tapping where you just pick up the phone and listen to someone else's phone conversation. We're talking about computers that can do 11 trillion calculations per second, and they have rooms full of these computers, and they're data mining literally every single internet communication, email, fax, phone, cell phone, you name it, they've got it. If it's an electronic communication, they data mine it, which means they look at it and they analyze it and compare it, take notes, put it into a database, and collect information on you that they believe will, you know, need to be used against you potentially someday, which is why they collect it.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate, okay? And I don't truly feel this way, but, well, what are you worried about? You got something to hide?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you know what? I have a right to privacy in this country. Every single American does. And if you tell me you know someone who doesn't have something to hide, they're a liar. I'm sorry. We're talking about,
That's our right. That's our sovereign. I'm a sovereign individual, and they, imposing on my privacy, on my security, on my livelihood, and the opportunity to be misunderstood, and to where they can see things that do not exist, as I do believe has been the case with every terrorist since 9/11. They've done a lot of little trials, right? So and so is on trial for suspected terrorist activity, you know, and it's all nonsensical. They've not had one good prosecution because they're seeing ghosts and phantoms. They're not seeing, you know, they're constructing something to see, and they could misconstrue innocent information and turn it into some sort of asinine criminal case.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, they could come into my place right now and see that I have a copy of 1984. I've got the Anarchist Cookbook on my computer. You know, I'm working on a documentary that's exposing such and such. I mean, you know, this is wrong that we are being told in this country that in order to protect our rights and our freedoms, that we have to give up the one most essential freedom that defines everything that we have in the Bill of Rights, which is the right to privacy. I mean, do people understand what that means? The right to privacy means, literally, that you have the right to be free from being monitored by your government. They don't have the right to monitor anything. No medical records, no banking records, your library records, everything that you do on the Internet, that's an electronic communication. They don't have the right to monitor those things.
Yeah, Jeff, does that pretty well answer your question and everything?
Yeah, I have one sidebar to it.
Okay.
The only person that stood against these people in the February-March time frame was Quest Communications out in the West. They're the only person that stood against this wiretapping, and their CEO was thrown in jail for tax evasion. Everyone should be aware how fascist an organization is going on with the corruption, and I just need to tell everyone to get these three DVDs, America Under Siege, the most recent Washington You're Fired, and An Enormous Crime. And
you
thank
know,
you very much for your time.
Yeah, just a newly released news article today that just was posted actually yesterday. It said, newly disclosed court papers confirmed for the first time that the representatives of the nation's largest telecommunications companies reached out to the White House for advice on how to lobby Congress over a Bush administration proposal to give them retroactive immunity. The Bush administration is refusing to disclose the contents of those communications, which include emails, letters, and notes showing lobbying strategies. Boy, it's secrecy everywhere, huh?
Oh, that is so dangerous. That is so wrong.
Jeff, thank you for your call.
Thank you, Jeff.
We've got another caller in Texas here. Dana, what is your question for William Lewis?
Well, I wanted to thank Mr. Lewis for him and Dave doing In Plain Sight. I just happened to catch that while I was living in Seattle on Stan TV one afternoon in April of 2005. And I did what Dave suggested a few days later, and I pulled out all my 13 magazines that I had over 6 weeks gathered up, different publications about 9/11. And absolutely, there was nothing fictitious unless the magazines are false. Everything Dave said was true that y'all put together in Plain Sight. So my eye opener began with that, and my research began there. And everything that has been exposed, I share with people, other people. I always tell them, go get Dave Van Cleef's In Plain Sight if you want to know the truth about the Pentagon in Shanksville and the Twin Towers. If everybody does it, I don't know, but that's what I tell them. To start there.
So if you can help us spread the word, we've actually got 911 In Plain Sight streaming for free up on TakeBackWashington.com.
Oh, do you really? I'll share that with people then.
Yeah, you can go up there and watch Ripple Effect
okay.
and 911
okay.
in Plain Sight and Under Siege
okay.
and just spread those links around because a lot of people don't realize that they can watch that stuff for free.
And then, George, I had something I wanted to share with you of you guys, of my own personal experience here in Texas in West Fort Worth. And this has to do with your talking of Mussolini's theory of fascism should really be called corporatism. And the experience, and you guys are in Austin, so you know maybe some of the utility scams that are going on by the big corporate companies,
yes, uh-huh.
especially Encore. Well, we had some really bad weather here, and we have had continuously. But after the first big storm, all of a sudden, I was told they got all this money to come and cut back trees to get them away from power lines. And I was totally unaware of this. This is on a Monday.
Dana, we've got to cut away for a break. Yeah, we'll hold you over for the next segment, okay? We'll hold you over. Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler along with
Charlotte Littlefield Brown.
Welcome back, William Lewis, creator of Washington You're Fired, a hard-hitting documentary about what we need to do to take this country back. David from Montana, you're live on The Secret Truth. What is your question for William Lewis?
You mean Dana or David?
David from Montana.
Pleasure to talk to you all. Hello?
Hello, yeah. David.
I think Washington should be exfoliated. Get rid of the mold, dead skin, Flint, man. And,
get some fresh
anyway,
blood in there.
Huh?
Get some fresh blood in there.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Now, what is your question?
It's funny,
funny
how they all become millionaires, too, you know.
Yeah, David, I brought you in with another guest that we held over. Dana, are you still on the line with us? Okay, go ahead,
I'm here.
David.
Hello.
Okay, yeah, just hold on the line there. I forgot about you. Just hang on the line with us. Let David ask his question, then we'll continue on, okay? David, what is your question?
That, the only freedom we're going to have left is to go in debt because we became the Washington folk made us the greatest debtor nation. And I think we did it to ourselves because I think that's what we think our lifestyle is, to go in debt and everything. It's crazy. And now they print more to loan to the banks, to loan to us so we could get more in debt, and they want us to pay interest on it. It's crazy. It's just the whole...
William Lewis, what would be your response to that question, to that statement?
Well, we've been conditioned to react that way. People constantly live above their means, and they do so at the expense of homeschooling their children. And not everyone does that, of course, because there's a lot of good homeschoolers out there. But, we have wives who leave the home to go take a job or a second job because what the husband brings in is no longer sufficient to support the lifestyle that they've gotten themselves into. Credit cards are a big problem. I mean, this goes back to, the conditioning in this country where, just because you don't have money doesn't mean you can't spend money. Just get another credit card. They'll give you three or four of those things that at the, drop of a hat.
Isn't this the
cycle that we've got to break?
Well, I think that right now, Bernanke and Ron Paul, pretty much the last, there's about three Google videos floating out there of their time together during committees or during hearings, and Bernanke basically summed it up. He's bound by the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, and he thinks along those lines, and he acts lawfully along those lines, and I don't agree with the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. And basically Ron Paul is pointing out to the whole country and to anybody that's paying attention that, in fact, we do not have prices rising. We have a dollar weakening, and basically, so it came to a head, and Bernanke says to Congressman Ron Paul, he says, well, sir, I guess you need to take it up with the Congress, and I couldn't agree more. I think it's time that we repeal the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, get the money out of the private bankers, the corporate. These people are all tied. The ones that the private bankers feed the corporations that control our government. We get our monetary system back into the hands of the Treasury, where it is just a currency. And we don't have to pay interest for our money. This is insanity. It's been going on for hundreds of years. And we were hoodwinked in 1913. And, there was my parents paid cash for their house. It wasn't much. I don't know if it was even $25,000, but they did not have to take a mortgage out over 30 years. I don't even have the option to buy a home without going into debt and paying. Let's say I buy a $200,000 house. I'm going to end up paying $350,000 for it over 30 years.
Okay. Hey, David, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's exactly
okay.
And also the war on terror only got us the equivalent of the KGB, the SS, and Pravda.
Okay, those are good comments. Well, David,
thank you
for your call. Appreciate it. Call us back again. Dana from Texas there, what would be your comments on what David was talking about in this debt and all this? What are your comments or your questions to William Lewis?
You were talking about fascism earlier in the show. In Mussolini's definition, that it really should be called corporatism, and about our utility companies that are not supposed to be for profit and this, that, and the other. And I just wanted to tell you my firsthand experience last month with Oncor, who is the controlling utility company in the state of Texas. And the short of the long is there was all this noise going on in my backyard, and I went outside one morning, and there was three Mexicans hanging from trees, cutting down branches in my yard. Their trucks out front said nothing to do with the city, had no logo for the utility company. It was the name of their tree-trimming company. The short of the long of that is I ended up calling the police because I didn't know who these people were. They told me they were with so-and-so. They didn't even tell me company. They said they were there because the light company wanted them to come cut my branches back. They never gave me the consideration or respect of knocking on my door or ringing my doorbell. And I was home.
Well, you know, that's what they call...
You know what the answer to this is, according to the guy that came out from the Environmental Agriculture Department for Encore? He said that it goes back to 1999. Now, think about who was governor in 1999 in this state. And a TIF Act that was passed that allows all the utility companies in this state to go onto anybody's property at any time to do anything that they have been financed or authorized to do. You don't give them permission, and they should have knocked on my door, he admitted, and he said typically they give you 30 days, supposedly.
Okay,
Dana. They come on your property. But you know what
that
means here as a homeowner?
Okay.
Violated? I hear you, Dana. And I would say that the way they're looking at it, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, they're just outsourcing. You know, now they're going to say, well now we got to train them. If we're going to outsource, we got to give them better customer service skills.
Yo, William Lewis, what would your comments be? What do you think?
Well,
we're throwing you into the fire here on this, right?
It's all about property and private property rights. There's just no respect in this country anymore for people to be able to own private property. And, you know, this is just another example. They didn't come knock on your door, and there were no procedures in place set by your utility company or the people that they outsourced to. You know, rules that you have to follow that are just common courtesy to most people, but apparently, you know, something fell through the cracks there.
Right.
We've got to, you know, and this goes back to some things that Charlotte was saying. We've got to get ourselves 500 new people to go up there on Capitol Hill and fill those seats, because we are not being represented. And if we want to be represented, you and me, have to go up there and run for office and get elected. I'm not telling you to start with Congress, although I know some people who should start with Congress, but you can start in your local communities. You know, if you're interested in affecting your utility company and the laws that are in your community, run for city council or at least attend their meetings and have a voice. Because you'll never get these things done. You'll never get it passed unless you take an active role.
Dana, thank you for your comments and your questions. We certainly appreciate your call. And call back again. Thank you.
And I'm sorry that happened to you, Dana. You know, we're living in a country, not a corporation, and everybody's got, not everybody, but you know, the concept is, you know, this is the truth. I called my congressman one day. I was furious, and I said, sir, to his person answering the phone, I left a message, and I said, this is a country, not a corporation. Any legislation that you endorse or sign off on or author or vote for, you must look through the lens of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and I would even say the Declaration of Independence, for the spirit of it, because we've turned into a corporate fascist state with complete negligent disregard for the sovereignty of the American peoples. We're not customers. We're not even citizens.
We've got to cut away from here for our, you know, going into our final segment. Our final segment will be on some solutions. So Mr. Lewis, get together a few solutions for us, and when we come back, we'll finish off that final segment on that, and we'll get back to interviewing you, okay? Thank you. Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with
Charlotte Littlefield Brown. William, you have so inspired me. You've got me all fired up tonight. I'm usually not this excited.
Yeah, William,
about
this is your segment to tell us what you think about what this country should do, and your, you know, what.
This is our solution segment where we try to get positive and look forward, show the way ahead.
Yeah, tell us what you want us to do and what you're on your wish list, how to reorder this country and get back to taking back the constitutional rights that we deserve.
All right. Well, you know, we've deliberately designed the documentary, I hope, to be very powerful and motivating to, you know, in order to get people to carry out these things that we're asking them to do. But, you know, we've been infiltrated for so long from the inside that, you know, we simply don't have representatives in Washington anymore that represent the people. And, you know, number one on our list, obviously, is to vote. But I'm saying this because, you know, just voting in this country, just the act of voting, is no longer the extent of your civic obligation as a sovereign person in this country. You can't just do that anymore and say that's going to be enough. All right, we have to actively participate in our own electoral process, in our own government that's supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. So we strongly encourage people to run for office. We strongly encourage them to get involved in their local government and use that as a means to not necessarily make a career out of politics, but, you know, if you really want to run for Congress and Senate, you may need a little bit more experience behind you before you do it. Local government is a great way to get that experience. It's a great way for you to get contacts and introduced to the right people. You've got to stay clean, though. This is the whole problem with Washington right now. A lot of people go up there with the very best intentions, but they end up getting suckered by the system. They end up playing the games. We need 500 people to go up there who don't want to play any games. All right?
We got to stop outsourcing this one, right? This is our responsibility and our job. We cannot outsource our political vitality. It just cannot be done. It leads to fascism, you know?
What are some of your other ideas, William? What do you think we need to do?
Well, I'd like to see people using Washington You're Fired as a tool for their friends and their family. And Lord knows, I have a lot of friends and family myself that needed to be convinced. And I really think this is the final chapter in the documentaries that I've done that is going to motivate people enough to do the things that we're asking them to do. Number one, vote. Number two, run for office. Number three, get involved in your local government. All those things work together. All politics is local. If you want to influence Washington, D.C., start with your local government. There's 450 different cities, townships, and even states out there who have passed legislation that says the USA Patriot Act cannot be enforced in those communities. Those are the people that we're talking about. We've got organizations on TakeBackWashington.com where you can go visit these websites, get enrolled in these groups, and they will send you the information that you need to make some of these things happen. A very good example is BORDC.org. That's the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And you can go visit their website and find out who's trying to pass legislation in your area to restrict the USA Patriot Act. And if there's not people organizing in your area, they will assist you in being able to do it yourself. You'll be able to go to the city council, introduce these resolutions, explain to them what's going on. You'd be surprised how receptive they actually are to these ideas.
Yes, and we can participate by more than just running for office. You can go to the open hearings, go to the committee meetings, go and be present and listen. Do what I call a reconnoiter and find out where their heads are at. And you can influence speakers. You can influence presenters. We have to show up.
Yeah, if you go into your site, TakeBackWashington.com, down the left column is an excellent click-offs to a lot of what you've just went over, you know, going over there. Not only are some of your radio interviews, but there's organizations there with a big list. I think that's an excellent place. And also in your video,
in
Washington You're Fired, you have some other hypertext links and sites that you recommended towards the end. Is that true?
Yeah, those are up there on Take Back Washington as well.
Yes, that's right. On that left column in TakeBackWashington.com, and then also in your documentary of Washington You're Fired, you put other references and sources there also.
Yeah, and let me tell you, they came up with a great idea. The Breckenridge Film Fest is coming up in June, and they're going to be showing Washington You're Fired. They're going to make up special pamphlets that actually have these action items on them along with the websites and the things that we're trying to motivate people to do so that after they watch it, they can take it home with them, and they'll have this piece of paper sitting there in the morning when they wake up and remember all these things. Now they've got something to do. Because guarantee you, you know, after you watch this documentary, you're going to be saying to yourself, what can I do? And, you know, we want people to remember these things. So I think that's a wonderful idea. If you want to host these parties at your house and make up the same type of flyers or pamphlets, so that people can take action. And when you're doing that, keep in mind that you're putting together a group of action-oriented people. You can use that group as your support group if you want to run for office. You know, there's a lot of advantages of putting several like-minded people together who want to take action.
Well, they just went too far with some of these things. It's arousing people from the left and the right, it looks like.
So we can do screenings. We could put it on our public access. Do you grant permission to people to air it on the public access channels that are available across the nation?
Yeah, all they have to do is send us an email, and the emails are up there on the website. They can request the forms, and we'll fax it or email it to them.
Okay, great. And does that go for the screening, or was that the public access?
Either one.
And so... And out of the, and you know, and of course I have to say, you know, there's a gazillion Ron Paul meetups and Ron Paul offshoots, liberty, freedom-minded groups that have mobilized out of this presidential campaign. And of course the Ron Paul thing goes on. Those are huge resources there. And if anybody out there listening, be sure and email all your friends, all your contacts, all your family, and let them know that the, you know, like what Alex Jones says, the next America Freedom to Fascism is Washington, You're Fired. It is a must-see documentary.
Well, come in to TakeBackWashington.com and get this Washington, You're Fired documentary. It's excellent, and I saw it this afternoon myself, and it is really great.
Now, Lou, William, you're going on, you're doing a lot of radio right now, is that right? And can you share with us where you'll be, people can catch you next week?
Well, on Monday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, I'll be with Michael Badnarik, doing just co-hosting on his program. But you can catch that. I think that's on GCN, is it not?
We the People Radio Network, I believe.
Okay, you know better than I.
We have another program on that network also.
Okay. Yes, it's up on the website as well if people want to be able to catch that. We have a direct link to it. But, there is an enormous interest right now in people finding this documentary, watching it, and suddenly saying, hey, you know what? They're right. Let's use it. Let's do something. And it is very motivating. I've seen 13-year-olds sit down and watch this thing with their parents and come away kids, they're just totally motivated. What can we do? Nothing. There's no limits. You know, the imagination of a child is the most precious thing. And, to be able to motivate those kids at that young of an age to get involved in the political process, I know that we're going to be able to do this. I know we're going to be able to take our country back, but it's going to take time. It took us 50 years to get into this. It's going to take us a little bit of time to dig ourselves out.
Yeah, that show that you were talking about is Central Daylight Time between 7 and 9 o'clock. It's on We the People Radio Network. And that's WTPRN.com. So you can go in there and watch and listen to your program this Monday. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we'll direct everybody we can in that direction, too. We met Michael the other day again at the G. Edward Griffin. G. Edward Griffin came in and spoke to us here in Austin in person. We broadcasted his speech.
And he said about Washington, You're Fired, if you're serious about change in government, you simply must see this documentary and then take action. So this is definitely endorsed by G. Edward Griffin. And, William, I think you're a great American. It's an honor and a pleasure to know you. And I want to thank you personally for all your hard work. You're making an impact, and you're definitely changing lives.
Well, thank you, George and Charlotte. It was a privilege to come on. And,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we certainly appreciate your time and your efforts and your dedication to what's right about this country, freedom and liberties. So thank you very much and good night.